Thank you for listening to the Sleep Mode Podcast. For the past 2 years, we've been helping sleep-deprived gamers get some well-deserved rest. And now, Sleep Mode is on Patreon. When you become one of our Patreon supporters, you'll get 48-hour early access to new Sleep Mode episodes. You could speedrun into Dreamland with our story mode cuts. Plus, you'll gain entry into our private Discord server, where you can hang out and chat with the Sleep Mode team. And if you become a Dream Wizard level supporter, you can shape the story of future podcast episodes and possibly get selected to be a guest star on Sleep Mode. There's downloadable wallpapers of our channel artwork, ad-free videos, sneak peeks. Oh, and did I mention that you could become a Patreon supporter starting at just $1 a month? Become a Sleep Mode Patreon supporter by visiting patreon.com/goodnightgamers, or you could click the link in the description below. Thank you so much again for listening to Sleep Mode. And now, let's get on to the episode. Hello there. Welcome to Sleep Mode, bedtime stories and guided meditations for gamers, presented by Glitch Creative Labs. Please be sure to not listen to this recording while driving, operating heavy machinery, or while watching an unskippable cutscene. The goal of this episode of Sleep Mode is to help you relax and unwind after a long, hard day of working the virtual fields. So let's take a peaceful journey into the world of farming simulation / dating sims. So please, find a nice, comfortable space that is free from distractions where you can enjoy a moment to relax and hopefully get some restful sleep. The use of headphones is recommended, but not necessary. We also recommend laying down on a nice, cozy bed. But you may also choose to experience Sleep Mode while resting on your favorite couch or gaming chair. If you enjoy your time with us, please consider subscribing to Sleep Mode and give this episode a thumbs up. It really helps the channel grow. Now then, it's time to turn off the lights. Prepare to experience Sleep Mode, Harvest Moon, or Story of Seasons if you prefer. A bedtime story for gamers in 3, 2, 1. City life has become a little too hectic and overcrowded for your tastes. If only things could be simpler. There must be some way to just disconnect from city living and start a new life, away from the constant hustle and bustle. The sunshine in your face, the scent of fresh soil, and the quiet sounds of nature lulling you to sleep every night. Just like the summers you spent visiting your grandfather's farm in Mineral Town. Happy days fishing by the sea, feeding the cows, picking wild berries in the mountains, and even getting chased by a chicken or two. Happy times that made your childhood something special. Sadly, Grandpa passed away not too long ago. But the memories you made with him on the farm will always stay with you in your mind and heart. However, recent events have given you an opportunity to relive those special memories. It would seem that you were not the only one that remembered those happy times on the farm. A few months after Grandpa's passing, a letter arrived in your mailbox. In an unexpected turn of events, you were named his main beneficiary. He decided that you will be the one to inherit his farm in Mineral Town. A special gift indeed. Perhaps working the land and enjoying life in the country will become the best way to honor his legacy. But dropping everything to move to the country and becoming a farmer is a huge decision. It would be a wise idea to take a moment to think about it before you jump headfirst into your inheritance. If you would like to skip the guided meditation segment, please fast forward to 10 minutes and 30 seconds. Let's begin by closing your eyes and start imagining your ideal farm. Visualize the rows of fresh fruit and vegetables slowly growing in the warm sunshine, as droplets of crystal clear water drips off their leaves and is slowly absorbed into the rich soil below. Now take in a deep breath from your nose and imagine that your lungs are being filled with the scent of water and earth. You know the one. It's just like the smell before a rainstorm. Hold that breath for just a moment and breathe out. As you do, begin to picture other aspects of life on the farm. For instance, what kind of animals do you want to raise? Maybe you'll raise a flock of clucking chickens or a herd of prize-winning cows. Can't decide? Don't worry. There's actually no need to pick between the two. Grandpa raised all sorts of animals on his farm. And with a little hard work, you could do the same. All you have to do is put your mind to it. Is the picture of life on the farm starting to become a little clearer? That's good. Now, once again, take in a deep breath from your nose and imagine looking up into a star-filled sky, untouched by the bright lights of the city. You can see each individual star twinkle and shine in the seas of the unending galaxies that lay beyond. Imagine being one with the great sky as you begin to breathe out through your mouth. Feel everything causing you stress and every point of personal anxiety begin to fade away, leaving behind a cool aura of peace and tranquility. Now let's focus on your body. If you wish to manage a successful farm, you will need your body primed and ready to rise with the chickens every morning. Let's perform a few light stretches while laying down. First, let's get those shoulders and arms nice and loose. Place both of your hands on your chest and lock your fingers together while sticking out your elbows. It should look like you're making a pair of chicken wings. Now slowly flap those wings up and down. Up and down. Remember that chickens cannot fly, so you should flap your wings as slowly as possible. Feel the tension in your shoulders, upper arms, and chest. Slowly build and release with each repetition. Continue to flap and stretch until your arms feel nice and heavy. When you're ready, release the stretch and allow your arms to fall into a naturally comfortable position. Feel them as they slowly begin to sink down into the fabric of your relaxation space. Finally, let's give your legs a quick stretch It's as simple as pointing your toes downward and allowing the rest of your leg to follow and stretch out. Imagine, if you will, standing on the tips of your toes, trying to reach a fresh apple hanging from a branch that is just out of reach. Feel the tension build and build to a comfortable point. Now release the stretch and feel that tingling sensation warm the sore muscles in your legs, calves, and feet. Once more, stretch out your legs and really feel the energy build inside your calves and ankles. Hold it for just a little longer. And release the stretch and feel your legs slowly begin to sink downwards. Very good. It looks like you're ready for your journey to begin. But do remember, life on the farm has its ups and downs. But with a little bit of determination, nothing will spoil the experience of returning back to nature. After some time spent pondering whether or not a move to the countryside to take ownership of your grandfather's old farm is the right decision for you, one thing has become abundantly clear. You have no idea. So, perhaps thinking about what to do next isn't the best option. Instead, a relaxing trip to Mineral Town might just help you decide if the life of a farmer really is your true calling. And it just so happens that there is a ferry departing in the morning that will take you to the small town that you can only remember in distant childhood memories. You write down a few thoughts in your journal and turn out the lights. By the end of the day tomorrow, you'll have a life-changing choice to make. But in the meantime, you should try to get some sleep. You have a big day ahead of you. The dark skies of the early morning remind you just how peaceful it seems before dawn. The trip aboard the ferry has been nice and relaxing. The lapping of waves hitting the side of the boat and the sound of the ocean birds calling out in the distance as you move further and further away from the city. The city skyline slowly fades into the horizon as the sun begins to rise over the shores of Mineral Beach. It would seem that there's a small welcoming party waiting for you by the dock. I wonder who it could be. You'll find out soon enough as the ferry begins to slow down. The ferry finally comes to a complete stop and lowers down the walkway bridge, allowing you to finally walk onto the dock.
All ashore that's going to shore.
You gather your belongings and step out of the ship's cabin, where a dapperly dressed fellow greets you with a warm smile. He's dressed head to toe in a light red suit with a matching top hat and a fantastic-looking mustache. His tiny bespectacled eyes glance over you for a moment, and he clears his throat to speak. Ah, welcome to Mineral Town. I hope your voyage was pleasant. Oh, pardon me, where are my manners? My name is Thomas, and I'm the mayor of Mineral Town. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. He extends his hand, and you give it a firm shake. Ah, that's a strong handshake you got there. I like to think that you can tell a lot about a person by the way they greet a stranger. And let me tell you, I feel that you have a lot of strength and kindness inside of you. That's the right amount of energy you'll need if you wish to take over your grandfather's old farm. Oh, I'm terribly sorry for your loss. Once again, I apologize for being so inconsiderate. Your grandfather was a great man, and such a special member of our community. I know you haven't decided if you'll be taking over his farm just yet, but I can honestly say that you really should consider all the pros and cons before you make your decision. Life on the farm isn't always easy, but the rewards are absolutely life-changing. I must warn you that the farm has seen some better days, but with a little elbow grease and a lot of commitment, it will be back to its beautiful self in no time at all. Well then, I'll leave you to explore our fair town. Here's a map of the town and the surrounding areas. Use it well, and enjoy your visit to Mineral Town. I'll see you again very soon. Mayor Thomas gives you a polite wave, and takes his leave. You glance at the map he handed you, to find the location of the farm. It seems to be on the other side of town, just past the square, in a place called Yodel Ranch. I suppose you better get going. It's high time you take a look at the state of the farm. What was that noise? Must have been your imagination. It might be best for you to skedaddle off to the farm. Time's a-wastin'. The walk in the country air is just as calm and relaxing as you hoped it would be. You can't even begin to remember the last time you felt this sense of peace and quiet in the city. The cobblestone streets of the village square make a delightful sound as you walk over them, and you've been regularly greeted with smiling faces every time you pass one of the residents of Mineral Town. Puffy white clouds slowly pass overhead, lumbering against a deep blue sky, and the scent of burning wood coming from the hearths and chimneys surround your every move, and you feel the chill morning air lingering on the tip of your nose. Oh, will you look at all of those cows? You must be near Yodel Ranch. The charming village opens itself up to ideal pastures and grazing fields, filled with the sights of well-cared-for livestock. You can sense that a lot of love went into raising these happy animals as you enter the village green. You notice a kindly looking older gentleman tending to the herd, and a small girl chasing butterflies near the main ranch house. The old man looks towards your direction, and a smile begins to grace his face.
What could I do for you?
You give him a wave and make your introductions.
Ah, so you're the one your grandfather spoke so highly of all these years. It's my pleasure to meet you. The name's Barley. And that shy little thing over there is my granddaughter, May. Oh, and that is our dog, Hannah.
You give the whole family a wave, and the small girl sheepishly blushes and tries to hide behind her grandfather.
Oh, May, don't be so rude. Say hello to our guest.
Hello.
She really is a shy one, but she has a way with the animals on the ranch. Actually, she reminds me a lot of you when you were her age. Oh, you didn't think old Bolly wouldn't remember you, did you? I remember you when you were no taller than a sheep's ear, I do. Don't worry, youngin. I'm not offended that you don't remember me. It just goes to show you that time has a way of sneaking up on us all. I'm guessing there's only one reason why you've made this journey. I was so saddened to hear about your grandpappy's passing. He was a good friend of mine, and the finest farmer I've ever had the pleasure of knowing. And he told me that the days you spent visiting him on his farm was some of the happiest of his life. And he loved you so very much. So do an old man a favor, will you? Try your best to honor your grandfather's memory in a way that is right for you. Now, I do hope that you take up his legacy on the farm, but that is a choice that you have to make for yourself. Ain't no one can make your mind up for you. The old homestead is just down a ways. And if you decide to stay, you better make sure you get your livestock from us. I'll make sure to give you a great deal. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a mare that is just about to give birth. I wish you luck. And if I were you, I'd get a move on. My trick knee is telling me that a storm's a brewing. And May, you be sure to say bye to our friend here.
Bye-bye, be safe. Psst. If you see a harvest sprite, could you ask them to invite me to their tea party? I hope I get to see one soon. See ya!
What an adorable sense of imagination she has. Who has ever heard of a harvest sprite? Oh, to be young again. You say goodbye to Barley and May and resume your walk to the farm. It shouldn't be too far from here. The afternoon sun begins to warm your shoulders as you prepare to arrive at the old farm, each step bringing you closer and closer to your destination. You begin to feel a sense of nostalgia. Familiar landmarks dot your path that conjure up warm memories of time spent exploring these fields. But the happiest memory cannot stop the sense of anxiety nestled in the back of your mind. It's been mentioned a few times that the farm is in a state of disrepair, so you're unsure of the sights you're about to see. It's been years since you've laid your eyes on its sprawling fields, a sea of green with pops of red tomatoes, golden corn, and purple eggplants. Colors that you can still remember when you close your eyes. But as you turn the corner, the reality of what has become to Grandpa's farm takes hold of you. The once lush landscape has become rows of empty, dormant soil, overrun with knotty stumps and large rocks. Grandfather, he would hate to see what has become of his farm. It is at this moment that you realize something. He's really gone. And the land itself seems to reflect the somber mood of his absence. The only thing left untouched is Grandfather's farmhouse at the base of the property. But something strange catches your eye. There's light spilling from the windows and smoke billowing from the chimney. Is someone home? I'm pretty sure you're the only one expected to arrive at the farm. Thunder. I thought the forecast called for clear skies all day. Leave it to Barley's trick knee to predict the weather better than any meteorologist. Well, I suppose you should head inside the farmhouse to see who's inside. You make your way to the house and give the door a knock. No answer. Oh, hello. What is this? There seems to be a note on the door. It reads, "The key is under the doormat. Please come inside and make yourself at home." You look under the mat, and there is indeed an old-looking key hiding underneath. You slowly unlock the door as the rain begins to fall on the farm from the dark skies above. The house is just as you remember it. Grandpa's old bed sits at the corner of the room. Its sheets are perfectly placed and seemingly untouched. A fire glows from within the hearth next to his old easy chair and television. You remember watching Farmer Fran with him every night and the stories he would tell you as you drift off to sleep. You begin to think to yourself, if only you were able to spend more time with him as he got older, then maybe you could have a few more memories to think about at this moment. But wait a second. Who's inside the house? The room is so quiet, save for the crackles of the fireplace and the storm brewing outside the windows. It's perfectly empty. What was that noise? Something fell from the mantle of the fireplace. You look at the object that fell to the ground and realize that it is a picture of you and your grandpa fishing at the pond near the old hot spring. The glass that holds the picture in place is broken, exposing the photo underneath. But there's something else. A small tear around the edge of the photo reveals something hidden underneath. You carefully remove the picture from the frame and find a letter addressed to you just below. It must be from Grandpa. You should open it and see what it says. You have a seat by the fire and carefully open the envelope. Ever so delicately, you unfold the paper within and begin to read. "To my darling grandchild and dearest friend." A bang at the door startles you for a moment as a letter from Grandpa falls to the ground.
"Youngin, are you in there?"
You recognize the voice. It's Barley from Yodel Ranch.
"Please, I need your help. It's urgent."
You quickly make your way to the door and open it up, revealing a rain-soaked Barley and Hannah.
"Oh, thank goodness, it's May. She went missing not too long ago. She said she was looking for harvest rights. I thought the deer was just playing make-believe around the pens, but I can't find her anywhere. Who knows where she could be in this storm? Please, you have to help us find her."
You quickly agree to help the search.
"Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate this. Gots the woodsmith is already searching the forest, and the other townsfolk are searching the village. I need you to look for her around Mother's Hill, just up the road from your farm. I can't thank you enough for the help. And please, holler if you find her."
Reading Grandpa's letter can wait. Right now, you have a lost little girl to find. You prepare yourself to fight the rain and head towards Mother's Hill. You've tirelessly searched the area for what seems like hours in the relentless downpour. You've climbed up and down the hill, searched the small cave and pond near the hot spring, and even journeyed into the forest. Yet there are no signs of May anywhere you look. This could be very bad. How could she have strayed so far from the house? Wait. There's that rustling noise again. Where could it be coming from? There it is again. May, is that you? You cry in a cheerful voice. Then from out of the darkness and rain, a shadow comes crawling from behind the bushes. That is no little girl. And it's coming right for you. In an instant, the shadowy figure is on top of you, knocking you to the ground. Then it hits you. Tiny paws and a cold, wet nose excitedly embrace you. It's a puppy. I guess May isn't the only one lost in the rain. And where did you come from? The tiny pup shakes off the rain from its coat and starts tugging at your leg, doing its best to pull you back towards the fields of Mother's Hill. I think it's trying to show you something. Does it know where May ran off to?
Whoa.
Did he just hear my narration? Anyways, it seems the pup is trying to take you somewhere. It would be best if you followed it. Your new little fairy friend wastes no time leading you onwards into the mountainside. The thunder and rain don't faze it at all, as it quickly dashes up the road and stops at the small lake near the base of Mother's Hill. Okay, we're here, but why? What is it, boy? What do you see? You cup your eyes and do your best to peer through the downpour. Then suddenly, you notice a tiny figure standing at the edge of the lake near the hillside pass. Could it be? It is. It's May. Oh, thank goodness she's safe. You let out a whistle to catch her attention.
Oh, hello, new friend. What are you doing out here in the rain?
You were about to ask her the same question. You start making your way towards May, so you can tell her that the entire village is looking for her, and she needs to go home right away.
I was looking for the harvest sprites and then I saw something glowing in the lake. I think it's them! Hurry, come look!
A bolt of lightning comes striking down near the two of you, startling May just enough to make her lose her footing and fall into the lake. Oh no. Quickly, you have to go after her. Without hesitation, you dive into the water after the little girl. But the darkness and the rough water caused by the storm is making it difficult to see her. This isn't good at all. You have to find her before it's too late. But where can she be? It's so dark. Just when all hope seems lost, a ray of brilliant blue light begins to shine in the darkness. It shines just enough for you to finally find May, drifting in the depths of the lake. And with a quick burst of energy, you manage to grab a hold of her and bring her safely to shore. That was close. May seems a bit shaken, but thankfully shows no sign of any real injury.
Well, that was a close one, huh? Well, I guess I should go home now. Thank you so much for helping me. If it wasn't for you and that nice water lady over there, who knows what would have happened?
What nice lady?
Yeah, there in the water.
You turn your head back towards the lake, but you don't see anyone. Only a greenish-blue light fading back into the depths of the water. Wow, May's imagination really is something. It's time for the three of you to head back home. The rain seems to be starting to slow down. Y'all finally make it back to Yodel Ranch. The relief on Barley's face is clear to see as May recounts her story of her adventure to him.
This big burst of lightning went boom, and I fell into the water. I thought I was a goner, and then a new farmer came with their cute puppy and saved me with the help of this big blue fairy lady in the water.
Well, it sounds like you had a great adventure. Please don't do it again. You almost gave your old grandpappy a heart attack. And by the way, 'twarn't no fairy you saw there, May. It sounds like you saw the Harvest Goddess. She protects the land and all the people and animals that live here. Now, May, you got very lucky. Don't be leaving alone like that ever again, you hear me?
But Grandpa, what about the Harvest Sprites?
Oh, them. I'll take you to meet them in the morning. Their spring tea party should be in full swing about now.
Yay, thank you, Grandpa.
Wait, Harvest Sprites are real?
No problem. Now go along, get inside and get washed up.
Bye, new friend. Thank you for everything.
May enthusiastically enters the ranch house safe and sound. Then Barley turns to you and says,
I can't thank you enough for what you've done for me. That little girl is my everything. Look, I don't know if you'll decide to stay on the farm or not. But I will say this. We could sure use someone like you in Mineral Town. You take care. And if you need anything, all you have to do is ask old Barley. See you soon, youngin.
Seeing Barley and May reminds you of your own grandfather. Oh yeah, what are we gonna do about you? This little pup sure did help you save the day out there. And he seems pretty attached to you. All right then, come along. Let's go home. The two of you start making your way back to the farm to get some much-needed rest. It slowly begins to dawn on you. Maybe you really can make a difference in this place. Not only can you restore Grandpa's farm to its former glory, but you just might be able to impact the lives of the people of Mineral Town in a positive way. What do you think, boy? Do you want to make this place your permanent home? He seems to think it's a good idea. Just a bit further, and you'll be back on the farm. You finally arrive back at the farmhouse, where your grandfather's letter is still waiting for you on the table. Your new pup finds a nice warm spot by the fire. He lays down, then slowly closes his eyes and drifts off into a peaceful sleep. Okay, it's finally time to sit down and read. To my darling grandchild and dearest friend, If you're reading this, then I am no longer around to see another sunrise in Mineral Town. I have decided to leave my farm to you. I know it may not be in the best of shape, but that's why I'm trusting you with it. Even as a child, you've always had a way of bringing out the best in everything, myself included. If there's anyone that could bring this old place back to life, it's you. The summers spent together here on the farm were no doubt the happiest days of my life. Even now, during my final moments walking the land, my mind will always wander to those days, and a smile can't help but come upon my face. I did not fear what comes next, because my life's journey allowed me to meet you and your mother. The road I traveled has brought so much goodness into this world, so heaven can't be too far away. I wish I could be there with you in person, but I'll always live on in your mind and heart. Please take care of the old place for me, will you? And do me a favor, give your mom a big hug from me. Tell her that I'll always love her and you to the moon and back. Signed, Grandpa. P.S. I left you a little something in this letter, just in case you decide you want to raise a family of your own one day. It looks like there's a bright blue feather carefully placed inside the envelope. I wonder what this could be for. Thank you for listening to Sleep Mode. We would like to dedicate this episode to the memory of Richard Hinojosa, beloved father and grandfather. Your legacy will always live on in those you love and those that still love you. Thank you once again for listening to Sleep Mode. We'll be taking a short break to welcome the newest member of the Glitch Labs family into the world. My daughter, Winter. So hold tight. Season 2 of Sleep Mode will arrive in 2022. We'll see you again very soon. Until then, good night, gamers.